Hey, good morning. 7:14, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
You ace. Let's see. Quick look at your forecast today. We got some snow this morning. That's going to taper off. Partly sunny. High of 18. Wind chills keeping it a lot cooler tonight. Some possible snow a little bit later on. -5 with wind chills.
Wow.
Cool. Good day to cuddle up because it's Valentine's Day. Oh, snap. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah. Cuddle with me, honey.
You're weird.
Jesus, what a weirdo.
Weird guy.
So, yeah, it's going to be cold for you. Warming up a little bit into this weekend, into next week, but still staying in the mid-30s and upper 20s. So that's kind of what we're seeing there. All right, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. And you can also visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Yeah, that's right.
There might be some people having to call Pump That Septic. Little tip, folks, do not flush condoms down the toilet.
Oh, don't do it.
Don't do it, okay? Little tip for you on Valentine's Day, all right?
Quick story. I don't think he worked at Pump That Septic, but he was a septic pumper.
Yeah.
That I met like 10 years ago, and he told me a story. He's like, I pumped this one lady's septic one time, and she came out as I was pumping it. She says, what's that floating on top of what you're pumping? Oh, miss, those are condoms.
Yeah.
And she proceeded to turn around and said, me and my husband don't use condoms.
Oh! Yeah, guys, don't flush them. Don't flush them.
Ooh.
Put them in the trash or blow them up into balloon animals, but do not flush them.
A goose.
Before you use them. A goose. Speaking of Valentine's Day, this is a wonderful day to spend a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
According to research, this year men say they expect to spend about $340 on Valentine's Day.
Jeez.
How much will women spend? Just $64. You cheap bitches. So what are guys spending on? According to the National Retail Federation, jewelry is the biggest ticket item at a whopping $4.7 billion. Second is a night out at $3.7 billion, followed by flowers, clothing, and then candy. I will say, I think guys have it a little bit harder on Valentine's Day because, let's be honest, the gift that guys want
is
at the end, and it doesn't cost the woman anything except maybe a little bit of dignity, maybe just a tad bit of dignity and a little soreness the next day.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's it. So honestly, I think ladies have a little bit easier on Valentine's Day because guys, we got to go make sure we buy something nice. We got to get some flowers, some chocolates. Over the years, I've had to mentally make notes on the flowers Kiki likes and the chocolates that he likes. I finally got it down. Question for you,
what do you think about this? Outside of marriage,
So
boyfriend, girlfriends, or if you're hanging out with somebody for the first time tonight for Valentine's Day, you think women are a little bit more open to the idea of doing the deed on this typical day?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I think it's
been something that we've all been just kind of conditioned to do. You know, it's that day of romance, and without getting too sappy, I try to make as many days feel like Valentine's Day because otherwise you may be setting yourself up for a letdown on the actual Valentine's Day.
Question for you again.
Yes.
So say you're the lady, you go out to dinner. It's
go
just
on.
Not clicking. Not, it's just, the guy is just not.
Yeah.
Nothing that you expected, really.
Yeah.
What's the easiest way out of it?
Easiest way out?
Of that deed at the end.
Say you have explosive bowels and you need to go. Look him dead in the face. Tell you what, go to the bathroom. Pinch your cheeks a little bit. Get that nice and red. Throw a little water on your face. Makes it look like you're
so well.
And then you go out there, you say, I am experiencing some discomfort in my bowels.
Yeah.
And then if you can squeak out a fart, you're good to go.
Yeah. Okay, I guess.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Let's take a rain check because I'm about ready to ruin these nice underwear, this red thong I bought.
But what about Captain Winky?
That's the best way because people never ask questions about explosive bowels.
No.
Also, speaking of Valentine's Day, it's National Organ Donor Day today.
Oh.
I got an organ I'm going to donate.
I knew that was coming.
It's Valentine's Day and National Organ Donor Day. I got just the organ.
Yeah.
And I'm going to donate.
What, is it one of your kidneys?
Yes, actually. One of my eyes. I got great eyesight.
Perfect Valentine's
Day. Perfect Valentine's.
Here's my kidney.
Yeah, it wasn't the organ I was asking for. Oh.
At least put it on ice.
So you do not want it then? Yeah.
I mean, it kind of looks like a heart. A little.
A little bit.
Kind of. Misshapen heart.
It's red. I see now it's starting a little gray. It's been off the ice too long.
I feel a little woozy over here, man.
Lastly, I think this is a Valentine's Day themed morning dump. So we'll end it with a dedication for you today. Love
is in the air. And now a quick shout out to all the hotel maids that have to change all the sheets on February 15th. So sorry. You might want to call in sick that day.
For the love of God, take your own towel to the hotel. Those poor cleaning ladies. They got to do that every day.
You know, right. And you know what? If you do go to the hotel and do the deed, just lean your towel up next to the door so they can. You get that?
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's stiff.
That's disgusting, Hunter. You're gross.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock